Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another edition of the Mickey Blog Podcast. I am your host, Jared, alongside Alyssa Antonelli once again. Welcome to the most magical podcast on Earth. I really should have a much more interesting intro like that, Alyssa. But either way, we're so excited to be back with another episode here on the Mickey Blog Podcast. We cover all things Disney with new episodes that drop every single Friday. And today we have another episode in our Disney Cruise Line series, which is super exciting. We have done 4 episodes in this series. This is the last one. Each episode has detailed each of the cruise line ships that are out. We have done an episode on the Treasure, by the way, if you want to go back and check that out. That was done a few months ago. And we have plenty more cruise line episodes, I'm sure, in the future. But having said that, today is on the Disney Wonder. Before we jump into the Disney Wonder, I want to mention that this episode and every episode of the Mickey Bod Podcast is brought to you by Mickey Travels. We'll talk more about Mickey Travels later on in the episode. But Alyssa, how are you doing today? How is your day going? Are you excited to wrap up another series? We've had a few different podcast series now together.
Cool. There's something to look forward to. We have another one that, as you said, is coming up. So that's exciting. We'll have to sort of talk about that a little bit, maybe get people excited, a little teaser. Yeah. I'm good. It's the weather is really beautiful in Central Florida. A little warm, but it's not humid yet. I think this is like the perfect time, in my opinion, because it's just beautiful. It's sunny and it's warm, but it's not where you're melting. Where you just literally can't breathe. It's 190 degrees with like 100% humidity. So so loving this time of year. Getting close to Easter and I have to say, I love that the days are longer. Happy that we turned that sort of went down the daylight savings path, and now here in Central Florida it's getting dark around 7:45. So I love that. It just kind of makes me happy, and I'm excited, but always excited to be here. Excited, love always talking about Disney Cruise Line, and I say let's do it.
I love this time of year. We obviously did an episode for Flower and Garden a few weeks ago, but it's like just the most gorgeous time of year to visit Epcot and a lot of these parks. And when I first moved down to Orlando and became a local, a lot of people who've been living here always told me, like, your favorite month is going to be March, because it's like not fully rainy season yet. It's like 70s and 80s. It's not 90s and 100s. And I can confirm March is an incredible time of year. I mean, not better than the holidays, but the point is that March is great.
Either way, you can celebrate the holidays in March if you want to.
That's true. I mean, look,
no one's going to judge you down here. I mean, you could easily, to be honest with you, Jared, I know the answer's got to be yes, but I've seen people in the parks wearing Christmas ears like the spring. Have you not? I know I'm not alone. I've seen people do it, and there's no judgment. You want to bring out your holiday Disney ears in March? Enjoy it.
Do your thing. I mean, look, Disney has several year-round Christmas stores. I mean, several in Walt Disney World. You got one over in Germany in the Epcot Pavilion. You got one in Disney Springs. You got one in Magic Kingdom. These are literally just year-round, which I always like walking in there and just hearing a little bit of Christmas music and feeling a little festive for a second.
Like,
I know. It's shocking. I know.
Now,
it's crazy.
Imagine if there was a Halloween store year-round.
I know. Some of our team members on Mickey Blog would love that, I'm sure.
Can you imagine? Like, there was just a not-so-scary store. Kind of a cool idea, though, do you think? Like, maybe...
I think so.
If Disney's listening, might be an idea to throw, like... And I'm trying to think where you would put it. I guess, in reality, Memento Mori is sort of flirting with that. But yeah, what if you did, like, an annex sort of connected to Memento Mori that was just all Halloween themed?
You know, it's interesting. I think that's a great
idea.
It's a good idea, and it's interesting how the Christmas store is in Liberty Square, just because Liberty Square is really the perfect place for like a Halloween store. So I don't know. I mean, look, just
right by Haunted Mansion, by Memento Mori. It kind of makes sense.
I mean, look, Alyssa and I are giving you these ideas, Disney.
I'm doing the work for you. I mean, I've done the work for the Imagineers. Just build it.
We're not asking for much. Just put Alyssa and I's name on the front door, and that's it.
I want a window. Not a big deal. We just want a window.
Yeah, just one of those Main Street windows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's jump into today's topic, because today we're going to be talking about the Disney Wonder. Again, as we already mentioned, we've already covered four ships on this series. We've covered the Disney Fantasy when we had Serena from Living by Disney on the episode. That was awesome, if you want to go back and listen to that. We also have covered the Disney Dream, the Disney Wish, and the Disney Magic. And the Disney Wonder is that there's a reason we saved this for the last episode. For one, neither one of us have been on this ship, so it's very difficult for us to be fair,
I have toured it. Okay. I just never sailed.
Good to know. Okay, you know what? That's more experience than I got. I have not toured it. I only have websites. Yeah. And we're not trying to tell you guys, hey, jump off this episode, guys, because we're not going to know anything. That's not true. We've both been on Disney cruises. Alyssa has extensive experience planning and booking Disney Cruise Line for Mickey Travels. So we have plenty of tips, tricks, and lots of things to go over when it comes to the Disney Wonder. However, it was obviously more enticing to jump into some of the episodes where we had specific memories and times that we've been on the ships.
But stay on board with this podcast.
Yeah, stay on board.
I already used a pun.
It's
stay
okay.
Stay on board, and we're going to get through this.
Yeah, don't worry. We got plenty more puns on deck. All right, let's jump into.
How many people do we have on, Jared? Like one or two?
Yeah, if this was a live stream, I'd see like three people live with us.
That would be our relatives.
Yeah, it would be my mom, my dog. So the Disney Wonder, let's start off with how it came to be. Very similar to the Disney Magic. We've talked about this in the past few episodes, guys, how the Dream and the Fantasy are sister ships. The Wish will be sister ships with the Disney Treasure. And then the Magic and the Wonder are sister ships. And this is definitely a sister ship because the Wonder came only 1 year after the Magic. It opened in 1999. Very similar in its size. We talked about this in the last episode with the Magic, but where the Disney Dream has passengers of up to 4,000, the Disney Wonder has passengers of 2,700. So very similar, exact same size, in fact, to the Magic. But as we've talked about and covered this extensively in the Magic episode, that doesn't necessarily mean like, hey, don't go on the Wonder because it's smaller. No, not at all. So a lot of people actually prefer these smaller ships. And in fact, we actually had a comment, Alyssa, on our Magic episode. Someone commented and said, I've been on multiple cruises on all the ships, and my favorites are the Magic and the Wonder. So, I mean, we're not just lying to you. You can go see the comment for yourself if you want. But the woman who commented that like brought up a really good point, because there's a lot of people who feel that way. They really enjoy the smallness and the more like intimacy of those smaller ships. So, Alyssa, I know you talked about this a little bit last week, what have you heard and what kind of conversations have you heard about people who experience the Magic and the Wonder? And have you kind of heard a lot of the same sentiment in regards to like the smallness and the intimacy and less people and maybe not as tough to walk all over and things like that when you've been booking trips?
You know, I think nowadays everyone talks about largest ships, you know, afloat, right? And we're not going to talk about other cruise lines, you know. Bigger is not always better, right? I mean, I think it's like, oh, we're going to build a ship that's like, you know, 5 million, you know, miles long. And I mean, I'm not knocking all that. That's great. But sometimes less is more. So, yes, I find You know, I'm going to go back to what we said in the past episodes. I do think a lot of the clients will base their decision on ships, sometimes based on itinerary, how many nights, things like that. But some will, there's just people who are loyal to certain ships. And I do agree, you know, it's like OG, you know, it's just the magic and the wonder. And the other thing that I think is really important to note, I think we talked about this before as well. You know, everyone thinks about, and I'm guilty of it too, you want new. You want to be on the newest because it has the newest technology and it has the newest amenities and all that. But, you know, we can't forget that these older ships have been reimagined and refurbished. And if memory serves me, Jared, and you can probably tell me because you're really good with information, I believe the Wonder was refurbished in 2019, if memory serves me. If I'm wrong, I do apologize. I think it's about 2019. So it was reimagined with, I believe, some Tiana inspired areas and things like that. Am I completely off base, Jared?
Yeah, so it got an extensive dry dock refurbishment in 2016.
Okay.
But it did get it has been updated you know, over the years, including the Tiana update, which we'll get into later. It's definitely, as you know, when I was diving into information about the Wonder, I saw a lot of people saying it's like it's still a new ship. Like that, right. And that's how I felt when I went on the Magic last year, was I couldn't believe this was a ship from 1998. I mean, and that goes to show you how much care and detail Disney puts into, you know, keeping up with these things. But it never felt to me like I was on some outdated ship, which I thought is awesome.
Conception. You know, and I think we're all guilty of it, right? And just, you kind of think, I want to be on the new, right? Right now, everyone's like, oh, the Treasure, right? Because it's brand new, or well, it's not even out yet. And I'm sure the Treasure's going to be amazing. There's not a question about that. But, you know, you can't forget about the ones that came before. And I think there would be a lot of it'd be a different conversation if they never touched the older ships and just left them as they were. I think people would think, the technology's outdated. You know, they could really, you know, change the decor. They could change the top, the theming. But Disney's doing that. And so while they're keeping, you know, as we always say, they're not going to build onto the ship. They're not going to make it bigger. But they can change what they have on it. And they're doing that. So they're keeping it fresh. And I think that's just another reason that people are excited about going on the Magic and the Wonder, because while they're smaller and older, Disney is keeping them fresh and updated.
No, I mean, as we've said, I mean, new doesn't always mean better. Bigger doesn't always mean better. I mean, you said it recently, Alyssa, how you've learned that there's a large portion of people who prefer the dream and the fantasy to the Wish, despite the Wish being a newer, you know, ship and grander and everything. But so it just goes to show you that a few things. One, people tend to be very loyal, as you said, to specific ships, but to also sort of give this ship, if you're on the fence about it, have no fear. It is not 1999 anymore. It's going to be fully updated. And there's a lot to be excited about with this ship. So let's dive into the next set of the reasons why you might.
I'm just going to advise our listeners and viewers just to let that go over their head. Whatever you do, don't drown in Jared's puns.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I apologize, guys. Grab a life raft and just hold on for dear life.
Hang on for the next 45 minutes.
So what we're going to talk about first is I want to cover nightclubs, lounges, dining, things of that nature that you can expect on the Wonder. Because as I was, you know, jumping in to different, you know, sort of pieces of research when it comes to the Wonder, one of the things I found that was pretty interesting is just how different it actually is from the Magic in terms of its onboard offerings. I personally love that. One of the things that sort of strikes me a little bit about the fantasy and the dream is they are extremely similar in terms of their ships, their offerings, things of that nature. I think that's great. I don't have any problem with that. They're probably Disney's most popular ships. But, you know, I love the fact that the Wish and the Treasure will have totally separate dining and lounge offerings and pools and things like that. I'm a huge fan of that because I like it. Just kind of drives home the idea of people wanting to see all the different ships, you know, and be like, oh, okay, so I'm a Tangled fan, then maybe I'd fit really well on the Magic, or I'm a Tiana fan, so maybe I'd fit really well on the Wonder. So we're going to sort of cover that a little bit today. So speaking of Tiana, yes, the Wonder is home to Tiana's place. The exciting thing about this is, of course, you know, Tiana throughout that film is dreaming of having Tiana's place in her own restaurant. Well, this is set in that restaurant. So there's performances, live performances and everything with Tiana inside. So, you know, technically it is that sort of, you know, a character experience, which is really amazing. We have had a few members of the Mickey Blog team who have gone on the ship and got to see that and thought it was very, very cool. Beyond that, there is Animator's Palette as well. Animator's Palette is, you know, classic. It's on several different ships and everybody seems to love it, which, you know, I think is awesome. But there's very different, there are very different lounges and places to go on the Wonder, which I thought was very cool. For example, there is Triton's, which is a sit-down restaurant, of course, themed after Triton and the Little Mermaid. So if you're a huge Little Mermaid fan, then this one might be for you. But I thought what was interesting is, you know, some of the other lounges and pubs and things of that nature. For example, for the Disney Wonder, you can experience the French Quarter Lounge, which I think is great, obviously tied in directly with, you know, Tiana's and having that New Orleans style theming. But there's also the Crown and Fin Pub, which is a United Kingdom pub. They don't have that on the Magic. They don't have either of those on the Magic. You know, they do have Paolo, which on every episode, you guys are probably sick of hearing Alyssa and I talk about Paolo, but go to Paolo if you get the chance, okay? They do have Paolo. They do have Cove Cafe. They do have some of these locations that are in on other ships. But for example, the Cadillac Lounge, that's exclusive to the Disney Wonder. The Cadillac Lounge is themed after like classic Hollywood cars and classic Hollywood. Like that's very cool to me that there are certain places that are actually exclusive to the Disney Wonder. And Tiana's Place, the French Quarter Lounge, Crown and Fin Pub, and the Cadillac Lounge, all four of those locations, as well as Azure, which is sort of a nightclub, and Triton's, the dining option. These are all places that are completely exclusive to the Wonder. You can't find them on the other ships. So I thought that was really interesting, Alyssa.
That is. And I have to say something. I promise I'm not gonna park here and stay here, but you mentioned about Paolo and like, ha, ha, ha. Like, you know, we don't need to talk about Paolo again this episode. No, I know we could, but I do think it's very interesting. I don't know if this was said before. It probably was. Paolo is the only consistent on all six ships, including the Treasure. So there is something to be said about something that they keep on all the ships. Because I'll be honest with you, I thought Animator's Palette was going to stay on the Wish and, well, I should say, we didn't know about the Treasure. I thought Animator's Palette, which has been on all four of the first ships, was going to be on Wish. Like, it was going to be a consistent. And they didn't go that route. But Paolo is not only on the first four and the Wish, it will also be on the Treasure. I just think that's a really interesting thing to think about, because if it wasn't as popular as it was, they would have pivoted and done something different on the Wish and the Treasure.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you you know, when you go to almost every restaurant out there, oftentimes you're going to find chicken tenders, you're going to find pizza. These are fan favorites for a reason, you know. People like what they like, and you know, with Paolo, that's kind of our comparison. It's something that every Disney fan and people who get to experience it just speak so highly of it. I had very high expectations personally going into it because I had just never, you know, I just heard so many good things and it lived up to it, which I was really happy about. I just couldn't believe that the experience was that good. I mean, people were like, you're going to be completely mind blown by the service. And I like actually was. I was like, wow, okay.
And that's why I think they decided, because they really could have changed, you know, they could have changed things. For example, you know, they've changed, Remy to Enchanté. Now, granted, it has the same feel. It's a French restaurant, but it's changed. But Paolo stays consistent and will be on the Treasure as well. So I could be wrong, but I think if Disney builds 12 more ships, I think Paolo's going to be consistent on each one. I could be wrong. And we'll come back to this episode if I'm wrong in a few years. But yeah, I think it has a lot to say, you know, just about it's of six ships. One thing has remained consistent.
Yeah, I mean, that really should tell you everything you need to know about that restaurant. So
yeah.
Either way, as we continue onwards and, you know, continue to set sail in our episode, we're going to move on to our staterooms and other topics. Of course, we did spend lots of time in the Dream episode detailing even more so about the kids clubs and things of that nature. So we'll talk about the kids clubs again today. Don't worry. But either way, you can also find a lot of the Kids Club information on that episode. So Tritons is as I said, it's located, or it's themed after the Little Mermaid, but, you know, it's just behind the statue of Ariel in the main atrium. And, you know, it's very, very popular. People seem to really like it. So that's very exciting. Animator's Palette is another one that is on multiple ships, again, for a reason. People really, really love Animator's Palette. So that's another one that is on multiple ships, including the Wonder. And again, as we've talked about in the past, the cool thing about Disney Cruise Line is you can enjoy rotating dining. So just something to think about. Beyond that, of course, you can also enjoy more of the casual dining, things like cabanas. There's also, of course, I mentioned Cove Cafe, that's coffees, but also you can get cocktails in the evening. But things like Daisy's Delights, Pete's Boiler Bites, Pinocchio's Pizzeria, these are poolside spots. So that's always cool. But beyond that, there's just plenty to eat. Of course, don't forget the cake of the day. That's all I can say. And call down a room service, get yourself a Mickey bar. It's literally included. So if there's one thing I can tell you about eating and drinking on the Disney Wonder is you're not going to go hungry or thirsty. You're going to be fine. I promise. Yeah.
I think it goes without saying that the service on the Disney Wonder is the same service from stateroom attendants, waiter, waitresses, everyone, the cast and the crew, they're top notch on every single ship. So it's not like they're taking their best people and moving them over to the newer ships. There is good quality service across their entire fleet, always.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's a really good point. I can't really say enough good things, frankly, about the service that is offered on all of these ships. It's just mind blowing how nice it is. So, all right, let's continue along here. I want to get over to our mid-episode break because we're also going to talk about 2025 and 2024 and itineraries and lots of exciting things. We'll also cover the Disney Wonder pools and the Disney Wonder kids clubs, things of that nature, entertainment, because there are things to talk about with that. So, all right, let's dive in. First, let's take this mid-episode break because, you know, you guys know the drill. We're going to talk about Mickey Travels, which we always like to talk about. Today, we're talking and going to mention a little bit more details about why you want to especially know about Mickey Travels. But before we do so, I want to mention that this episode and every episode of the Mickey Bob Podcast is brought to you by Mickey Travels. Mickey Travels is a nationally recognized leader in Disney vacation planning. They are diamond earmarked by Disney, and their services are always 100% free. So reach out to Mickey Travels today for a free quote on your Disney vacation at MickeyTravels.com. That's MickeyTravels.com, making magic one vacation at a time. And Alyssa, I want to turn this over to you because they, as in Disney, released lots of exciting information about itineraries. I just feel like it ties in very directly with Mickey Travels directly. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we were excited. We found out yesterday. Well, this will be last week, but yes. We found out recently that 2025 summer itineraries and sailings were released. And I'm not going to lie to you. This was not a, oh my gosh, I can't believe it was released. People were waiting on these. Okay, not even gonna lie. Like when Walt Disney World 2025 was released, that was like a shocker, right? We were all like, what is Disney doing? It was exciting. We were thrown for a loop. This one, people were like, thank goodness, it's finally here. I will tell you, cruising, do I even need to say this? Cruising's big. People are all about cruising. I'm not saying a lot about the parks and all the other things, but the ships are selling out. People want to sail. Very exciting. They have released, itineraries and, repositioning of ships for summer of 2025. Up until the other day, we could only book through May of 2025. And now they've pushed it into the whole summer of 2025. So I'm going to do a little cheating, have a little cheat sheet in front of me. So I apologize because it's still very new. As always, there's a cadence to booking. So obviously the different Castaway Club designations are going to have dibs. So you're going to have Pearl on day one, then you're going to have Platinum on day two, you're going to have Gold on day three, Silver on day four, then it opens up to the general public. So if anybody is listening to this and hasn't heard this before, if you are not a Castaway Club member, which you should be, then on March 22nd, everybody's going to be able to book their 2025 summer cruises. And be remiss, of course, if I didn't say, reach out to a Mickey Travels agent. They are extremely knowledgeable about Disney cruises. They can help you with finding the perfect cruise, finding the perfect stateroom, finding the perfect itinerary, finding the perfect ship, and even better, all the details of how to do online, the online check-in, what's the protocol at the port, all the questions that you have. They can even, I don't know if everyone knows this, they can even request for you a certain rotational dining schedule. People don't know that. But it's true. And Mickey Travels agents can help with all of that. So it's not to say that, of course, they are the best of the best. But regardless, just real quick, because I know we're going to jump back into the Disney Wonder. There are Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises that are coming out in the summer. There are three and four night Bahamians. Of course, that's exciting. And some five-night Bahamians. Of course, there's 5, 7, 8, and 9-night Alaskan cruises this summer. And I'm sorry, that's on my bucket list to do an Alaskan cruise. Don't want to do that. There's also, and this is exciting, 5, 7, 9, and 12-night Mediterranean cruises. Jared, I know you're going to look those up when we're off the podcast.
That's true.
Yeah, these are to Italy, France, Greece, oh my goodness, Turkey. Wow, that's interesting. Sweden, Norway, Belgium. These are exciting destinations. So we've got Mediterranean, we've got Northern Europe. That's exciting. Then we have Western Europe cruises that are 3, 4, 5, and 7 nights. And again, these are going to France, Belgium, Spain, Portugal, England, Ireland, and Scotland. I mean, Jared, you're just like, I know, you're just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You're doing all of them. And then the very last one is a 13-night transatlantic cruise that is Portugal and Spain. And that's also this coming summer. So there are a lot of fun itineraries. Now, I always want to say this. This is sort of like a, but I can't forget to say this. There's a lot of 24 left. A lot of 24. So let's not get, and that's true for everything. That's true for the parks. That's true for the cruise line. That's true for all of Disney destinations. We don't want to forget there's a lot of, there's summer, there's, you know, fall, holiday time, great stuff. But if you're a planner and you really want to get that next summer's, you know, cruise booked, I happen to know somebody who their son is graduating next year from high school. So in May of or June of 2025, she's booking one of the Mediterranean cruises for his graduation. And she's going to book it next, like as soon as she can, because that's a big celebration. So lots to think about. But anyway, sorry, that was a little bit of rambling, but good stuff. Good stuff.
No, very good stuff. And one thing I wanted to mention, because we are talking about the Wonder, is the Wonder is typically the primary ship that does handle the Alaskan cruises. So if you are interested in taking a Disney Alaskan cruise, oftentimes you will be on the Wonder.
Well, and by the way, Jared, just to, I am looking, it actually does say the ships, which I didn't see at first. The Wonder is doing the, you are correct, the Alaskan sailings this summer of 25. Okay. A lot of this is going to be very sort of common, what you'd expect. Caribbean, 5 nights on the Dream, the 7 nights on the Treasure, Eastern, Western, 10 nights on the Magic. Bahamian, Wish, Dream, Magic, a little bit of everything mixed in. Mediterranean, now this is actually new, by the way. I'm glad I actually wanted to say this. There's going to be, and this is a bit of a repositioning, the Fantasy is going to be doing the summer 25 Mediterranean sailings. And that's actually new. That's a new reposition. So that was actually teased a few days ago, and it is true. You've got the Fantasy doing the Mediterranean and the Northern Europe. And then you've got Western Europe being the Fantasy. And then the Fantasy is also doing the transatlantic cruise. So where we're used to seeing the Fantasy doing the 7-night Eastern Western Caribbean, well, the Treasure's taking that spot for them. And they've repositioned the Fantasy doing the Mediterranean, the Northern, Western Europe, and transatlantic cruises. And then the Treasure will take up the 7-night Eastern Western Caribbean.
Yeah, very, very cool. And I'm glad we mentioned that because, you know, it's just important for everybody to know just how far in advance you can start booking these things because Disney cruises, they book up and book up fast. So, you know, if you're thinking about it or, you know, considering, you know, one of these different ships and thinking about going in 2025, definitely consider not just booking, but booking through Mickey Travels. So. As we continue along with the Disney Wonder, I want to talk about the rest of the ship, because you do have the Senses Spa in Ceylon, which is also on multiple ships. People love the Senses Spa. Very, very, very amazing experience over there. And even if you aren't going to go there to get a massage or anything, they offer multiple other treatments such as, you know, stone therapy, facials, acupuncture, teeth whitening, all sorts of different things. So just could be worth checking out. But there's also the Chill Spa, which is a special area of Senses that offers exclusively for teens from 13 to 17. We've talked extensively, Alyssa and I, about how the cruise lines do such a great job of making sure the cruise is for everybody. They also have a fitness center. There's a walking and a jogging track, which I think is great. If you want to go for a jog on your vacation, I don't do that, but hey, maybe you will.
Exactly. Jared, if that floats your boat, then yeah. You do that.
That
was a pretty good one, wasn't it?
That was a pretty good one. Not all of them are great, but that one was
good. That one was a good one, yeah. So whatever floats your boat. Oh, he
so,
shot me. Sorry.
So, no. I
like
love
the thing that takes me out of the, like, leaving.
It's okay. It's all right. We love puns. But there's also, of course, special theme nights and deck parties, Pirates of the Caribbean deck parties and fireworks, Pixar Pals parties that you can also find. Typically in the past have been on board only Alaska sailings on the Wonder in place of Pirate Nights. There's Pixar Pals party, which I thought was really cool. The Wonder does a lot of very cool things like that. There's also, of course, which we haven't spent a ton of time on in all these episodes, so I wanted to spend a little bit more on this one, is Broadway style shows at the Walt Disney Theater. There's Broadway style shows in all of the Disney Cruise Line ships, and they are fantastic. I saw two of them. I'm not a huge Broadway fan or theater fan, but I saw two of those shows and I was like extremely impressed at the production value, and they really are like Broadway, you know, level. Extremely, extremely cool. So on the Disney Wonder, you'll see Frozen, a musical spectacular, which is very cool. You get to see the entire, you know, retelling of that story. And I love that the Disney Wonder has, like, you know, shows just like every other ship, but, you know, I also love that they have, you know, specifics when it comes to entertainment. Like Tiana's, you're not just getting a meal at Tiana's. There's a full performance there and it's very lively. Like, you're not going there for a quiet meal. I hate to break that news to you. It's, you know, there's dancing and Tiana's singing. I mean, it's a whole serious thing. So it's very cool. Same thing that we talked about with the magic with Tangled. Exactly. It's dinner theater. It's a good way to put it. So moving along, there's also several pools and water slides. Of course, the Twist and Spout water slide. This one is for, you know, more. It's how do I describe this? It's not exactly the Aqueduct, but it's definitely a fun little water slide. You know, it's part of the Aqua Lab. So it's a bright yellow double looping water slide. You'll twist and turn, things like that. It's very cool. But you also get several sections here. You got Dory's Reef. That's for kids 3 years and younger. You got the Aqua Lab, which is a multi-lever water playground intended for ages 3 and up. There's also the Quiet Cove Pool. This is the adult section. So have no fear if you're looking for like a pool section strictly for adults, they do have one of those. So that's it, you know, very similar to the Magic and its pool offerings. That is sort of one pro to going with a bigger ship, like the Dream, the Fantasy, the Wish, is you do get the Aqueduct and these immersive water slides. If you're into that sort of thing, then it might be worth going up a level for one of those ships. It's hard to describe, but it's pretty incredible to be on a water slide that goes off the side of your ship and then back on, as long as you don't cry a little bit like I did. But it's okay. You know, we got through it.
Well, I just love, though, Jared, is just, you know, acknowledging once again, I think that we've done this with all of the ships that we've spoken about, is just like you had said a few minutes ago, that there is something for every age. And whether that be, you know, the kids' clubs, which I know you're going to talk about in a minute, whether that's lounge areas, you know, bar areas, or if that's pool areas. And then don't forget, you know, when you go to Castaway, you have beach areas that are designated for families and adults only. And I think Disney does a really great job at something for everybody from age, you know, 9 months to 99 years. You know what I mean? Like, there's just something for everybody. And I would comfortably say that that is not missed on the Wonder nor any of their ships.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, just a good transition for that as we move into the kids clubs and talk about exactly what Alyssa was just mentioning. For all you 9 month olds who are listening to this episode,
this is for you.
I'm sure they're totally enthralled, listening, understanding.
They want to know what's in it for them.
Yeah. Let's talk what's in it for you 9 month olds. It's a Small World nursery. It is for ages 3 and younger. And it's pretty amazing that they have this as an offering, and it is on the Disney Wonder. It's on several of the different ships, but they have youth counselors that will happily feed, change, interact with your little ones while parents and the guardians get to enjoy other parts of the ship. The nursery service does require like a nominal fee. It's usually charged by the half hour with a 1 hour minimum. But this is a really great opportunity for adults who do have little ones going on one of these cruises. Hey, I'd love to get away for a special dinner, you know, with my spouse, or I'd love to get away.
Where would that special dinner, Jared, where would that special dinner be?
If I were you, I would get just a big slice of cake from the cake of the, no, I'm just kidding. You go to Paulo, you know, and no, but this is what It's a Small World nursery can give you, that opportunity. You know, if you have a little one under 3 years old, you could take advantage of this nursery and go enjoy yourself a nice date night, and know and trust that your child is in very good hands. So that's really, really cool to mention that the Disney Wonder does have that. Have no fear. Jumping up to the next age group, the Disney Wonder also has Disney Oceaneer Club, which is very, very cool. We've talked about this extensively again in the Disney Dream episode, but what is cool about the Oceaneer Club is, frankly, it sounds like a place everybody would want to hang out. I mean, they got a life-size Andy's room. You got Marvel Superhero Academy, Disney Junior area, Frozen Adventures. And then you have the Oceaneer Lab, which is more hands-on activities for kids age 3 to 10. It's sort of very cool in the sense where kids are sort of learning but actively getting to play. For example, you have the Animator Studio. Kids can learn how to draw your favorite Disney characters. Anyone can cook, learn how to measure and mix ingredients, which is pretty cool. You know, it's just, it's very fun that Disney has this, and you can just trust. I mean, that's one of the things that I loved about these cruises is, even though I went on, you know, without a child of my own, I remember walking around and seeing all these kids running around, Alyssa, and I thought to myself, like, there was never a time where I was like, where's that kid's parents? Because even if they don't know, like, they're okay. Like, you couldn't be more safe and well protected and everything being okay.
Absolutely. When it goes back again to like the cast and the crew, and, you know, I mean, granted, you're on a ship, so it's not like you're, you know, somewhere where the kid can really wander off. But, you know, have kids been known to get lost on a cruise ship? I'm guessing it has happened before, right? I haven't heard of it, but I'm guessing it's happened. But the thing about it is that the good thing is that, like you said, the cast and crew is so top notch. It's what you would expect at the Disney parks. I mean, right? Like there's always a cast member to ask a question or, you know, whatever. And you have that on the Disney Cruise Line. They're no less experienced or, capable. So you're right. I mean, you really do have that feeling of, you know, my children are okay. You know, even if, and again, I've never heard of a child getting lost on a cruise ship. I'm sure it's happened, but it's a very easy thing to rectify when you have that high level of cast and crew.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like the other ships, don't worry, for teenagers, they do have the Edge, which is a space for kids 11 to 14, and then the Vibe, which is for kids 14 to 17. We mentioned this in the last episode, but I always wanted to mention this again, is just like, I love that when I was on the Magic, I often would find, on the Disney Navigator app and all that, the Cruise Line app, you would see an option for the 18-20s Club, which is essentially daily activities for those people in between 18 to 20. Just gives them something to do too. If they want to, you don't have to. You can just hang out in the adult section, because I remember when I first turned like 18 and got to go into these adult sections of adult pools and things like that. I remember being like, finally, like, you know, of course you get over there and it's just like a bunch of adults laying on chairs, but it's exciting in the moment, you know,
at the big kids table.
You know what? And that's all I ever wanted. So it's great when you get a seat at the big kids table. But no, I mean, truly, if you did want to enjoy the 18 to 20s sort of activities, they do meetups every single day, which I always thought was very cool. So beyond that, of course, when it comes to your dining, another thing to mention is that you will have, as we mentioned earlier, you will have rotating dining on the Disney Wonder. But if you are looking for a secondary option, there are, you know, other plenty of options, food service windows on the pool decks. You know, you can do room service. You can, of course, hit you know, Apollo and some of these nicer options as well. It's just, there's something for everybody to eat, to drink, to experience pools. And again, I wanted to sort of talk about this again, Alyssa, before we wrap up, but I find it very cool how traveled the Wonder is. The Wonder is one of the most widely traveled Disney cruise ships quite easily. It visits Hawaii, Alaska, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, quite literally all over the world. So it's a real seasoned vet. You can trust it knows what it's doing. And the staff knows what they're doing. And I will say, one of my bucket list trips as well, Alyssa, is going on an Alaskan cruise. So I've heard nothing but incredible things about them. And the Disney Wonder usually handles the vast majority of those Alaskan cruises. So pretty spectacular. It was definitely fun to talk about the Disney Wonder today. But as we wrap up today's episode, Alyssa, anything you want to talk about when it comes to all five of these ships and Disney Cruise Line in general? Obviously, we got an exciting time period this year as we get closer to Lighthouse Point and we get closer to the opening of the Treasure at the end of the year. It's an exciting time to be a Disney Cruise Line fan. And I just think it's what's so exciting about all of it is that I really think Disney Cruise Line is like just getting started. Like I can't imagine where we're going to be 10 years from now, I guess.
It's really been fun having this DCL series. So I mean, that was a great idea. You know, here's the thing. I know that people think Disney Cruise Line competes with other cruise lines, right? Because there's a lot of them out there, but it really doesn't. It's really just such a different, it's a different animal than the other cruise lines out there. And I'm not knocking the other cruise lines. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm not here to say Disney Cruise Line's the best. They all are horrible. Don't go on them. Not at all. If that is, you know, if you find something more appealing on another cruise line, that's where you need to go. But Disney Cruise Line has the customer service that you expect from Disney parks and Disney destinations. And I have never, ever heard a client of Mickey Travels ever come back and say, the cast and crew was rude. They didn't take, you know, they just didn't really tend to us. You know, it's always been impeccable. And that's what you expect. You know, really, when you think about Disney, customer service is at the top, is their game. Their game is customer service. And that's what you get from Disney Cruise Line. I love that Disney Cruise Line offers different size ships, different itineraries, different sailings, different experiences. And they're going to continue to do that for sure. There's just a huge loyalty base to the Disney Cruise Line. You and I know why. And Mickey Travels is a proud partner of Disney Cruise Line. And as many of you know, Mickey Travels only books Disney Cruise Line. We don't book the other cruise lines. And there's a reason for that, because we know how great Disney Cruise Line is and how many of our loyal clients want to sail on these ships. They even had to create a new Castaway Club level because of the number of people who had done 25 plus cruises on Disney Cruise Line. So right there, that tells you, right, that the fact that they had to create something above platinum says a lot. And there's a lot of Pearl Castaway Club members who have done 25 plus. So like I said, it's always fun to talk about it. You know, if I can just say it one last time, our Mickey Travels agents know Disney Cruise Line better than most. They're the, you know, experienced experts here to help with any Disney cruise, going to any Disney to any of the destinations. But I do agree with you, Jared. We're excited about the future of Lighthouse Point, the Disney Treasure, and all the other things that are, you know, coming in the future with the cruise line. It's exploding for sure.
I mean, even the Adventure and so many things that are still coming down the line. I mean, that I think Disney Cruise Line is really just scratching the surface on what they can accomplish. And we know for a fact that there are, you know, several ships to come, that there are more experiences to come and more itineraries. And I mean, we're getting ready to learn more about in the next few years, you know, lots of Asian sailings, which is very exciting. And I really, really love the fact that we have a cruise line like this that can be so trusted amongst families, because what we talked about, you know, with the magic in the last episode and the wonder falls right into this category. If the magic and the wonder had not happened and had not been as successful as it was, we would have never gotten the dream and the fantasy when we did, which of course led to the wish. It's, you know, you got to take things one step at a time. And, you know, so very grateful that the magic and the wonder, you know, exist in general, because people love them so much still to this day, but so happy because they showed Disney what was even possible. Because as we moved
trail for what was possible in the cruise industry for Disney, and they've succeeded really, really, really well.
Absolutely. And the biggest thing I can just say about Disney Cruise Line before we wrap up today's episode is, you know, sort of like Alyssa was saying, is like, there's a reason why people put Disney Cruise Line in a league of its own. It's not a knock against other cruise lines. I just think it's incredible that Disney was able to find a way to make cruising for families and for kids and for the whole family, because, you know, cruising for the longest time was known as like, you know, an adult's vacation. You go to the casinos and you go, you know, drink and whatever. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But Disney being able to sort of carve out their own space, I think is really, really admirable that they were able to do that through cruises specifically, because let me tell you, I've spoken to a lot of people who've gone on Disney cruises with their whole family, and they were like worried that, oh, how do I do this big Disney trip without the parks? We always have done the parks. And afterwards, they'll be like, oh my gosh, that was like the best family vacation of my life. And I'm not lying about that. It's something I've heard from several people. So it's a very cool thing to constantly hear the same thing about your kids being able to be, you know, watched over and trusted, your families having an amazing time, the cast members being as great as they are. And on top of that, getting the different level of experiences, whether it's Alaska, you know, Hawaii, New Zealand, the Bahamas, you know, so many incredible locations. So definitely reach out to Mickey Travels if you ever need help planning those Disney Cruise Line trips. And if you want to continue to support Mickey Blog, of course, do subscribe to this podcast. You can watch every single episode on YouTube if you'd like to watch our episodes. Otherwise, you can listen to the episodes across all platforms. We are especially popular on Apple and Spotify, but we are available on multiple other audio platforms as well. And if you want to continue to follow along with Mickey Blog in general, head over to MickeyBlog.com. We cover all things Disney 365, 24/7. And you can also find us all over social media between TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that fun jazz, as I like to say. And we will see you guys again next Friday, as always, on another edition of the Mickey Blog Podcast. So have a magical rest of your day.